Listen, last week you had a chance to do what JPP did today.
Really?
Talk about, yeah, you had a chance for an
interception. Throw that one out there, huh? I mean, he threw the ball right to JP. Mine was more of an athletic play to knock it down, I think.
What do you see at JPP in terms of, you know, the ups and downs that he had this year and where he's at right now?
You know, he's battled. You know, everyone knows of, you know, where he's coming from as far as the injury in the back and, you know, now a little ding in his shoulder. But, you know, he's continued to battle, man. And, you know, that shows a lot about his character and how bad he wants it. You go out there and continue to play at a high level for us, man. That play was, I think, was the play of the game. Not only because it was a, you know, interception for a touchdown, but when the time of the game it came. We really needed a big play then, and he stepped up and did something I've never seen before in my life. He actually called it in the huddle before they even came out of their huddle and told me he was going to pick this off. Justin, I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
Justin, your play has really mirrored the improvement of the defense over the last several weeks. What do you attribute that to? Just, you know, your resurgence and just the defense as a whole?
Honestly, man, it's just we've put the blinders on, honestly. We're not listening to the good, the bad, or the ugly. We're studying our butts off. We're doing more meeting time. We're doing, you know, all the things that maybe we were lacking beforehand. But, you know, for me personally, man, it's fun. When you're out there having fun, man, it shows. And right now we're having fun. Again, the defense played pretty well, and, you know, we're just trying to continue that.
Justin, when JPP first makes that prediction, are you thinking, you know, what's this guy talking about, or what was your reaction to that?
Well, if you know JPP, you know that he says some off-the-wall things from time to time, so we're kind of used to that. You know, we were just in a huddle talking about we needed a big play and we needed some turnovers, and he just said, oh, I'm going to pick this. So it's like kind of like, you know, okay. And then when he picked it, I don't know if – obviously all the cameras were on him, but if there was a camera in the out there that had anything to do with me in the picture, you're going to see me. I don't even run after him or celebrate. I'm literally in awe. And if you could have looked at my helmet, my face probably would have looked like something like this. Because he literally called it and executed it. You know, I don't know if he's voodoo, psychic, or, you know, I don't know, but like I said, that's something I've never seen before.
What about Beeson's play out there today and how he's helped you guys? And it looked like you had some observation about his interception return.
Beeson's been a godsend, man. We always, you know, talk about, you know, how short he is, but the floating joke on the sideline was the quarterback threw the ball about 4 feet in the air and he still had to jump to get it. So, but, you know, again, man, he's really came in and uplifted our spirits with his play and just his enthusiasm for the game. And, you know, he's a true warrior and a true leader on that football field. You know, that's the focus, man. It always starts with a run. We've played pretty good against some pretty good backs this year as far as, you know, taking their run game out of the contest. And, you know, we would have liked to defend the pass a little better, but, you know, they got some pretty good wide receivers, and that quarterback can throw the ball, and obviously they were real confident in him tonight, you know. So, but, yeah, that's always our focal point, especially our front seven, to go out there and be the more physical unit and shut down the run and not really give that offense a, you know, a two-headed weapon.
How big does this Dallas game become now?
Well, it's always big. You know, that's Dallas and New York, man. That's always going to be a big game. You know, games like this, you can throw the records out. I can honestly say that we don't like each other. It shows up on the football field. So I think it's going to be another one of those drag out type of games where it's going, you know, you get it in the fourth quarter and try to find a way to win it.
The last week, you
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's a wonderful last 4 weeks for us, considering being 0-6 and now, you know, being back in the thick of the, you know, playoff race. Obviously, we still got some more, you know, climbing to do to get out of the hole that we dug ourselves. But, you know, we feel confident that we have a chance now. And you know, to say that after being 0-6 and in this league, man, 0-6 is kind of, you know, you can start shipping your cars home and start planning your vacations. But, you know, guys have really come together and really haven't allowed any of the negatives to creep in our locker room, and they've stayed together and you know, we've played together. And that's what happens when you have a team that really believes in each other and the leadership that we have on this team. And we've turned it around, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
last week you referred to Eli as Methuselah. He had some runs out there today. So are you ready to reassess that?
I hope he sees this. Eli, throw the ball away. Don't run, please. I'm sure a lot of guys are going to, you know, give him a hard time about his slides tonight. But, you know, he did a good job for us. He really did. And, you know, considering all the pressure that we put on him, he's really, you know, stepped up and been the Eli that everyone expects him to be and led us to, you know, these four wins.
Yeah,